राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर हारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजना, यमुना चीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना क्षीरा वनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन गोपी जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन गोपी जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, यमुना तीरा वनचारी, जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत श्री श्रीमद His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai. Namacharya Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivedanta ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath, Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govindahan ki jai. वृंदावन धाम की जाए, नवद्वीप धाम की जाए, भक्ति देवी की जाए, तुलसी महारानी की जाए, यमुना देवी की जाए, गंगा देवी की जाए, समावेता भक्त वृंद की जाए, गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarane. We are assembled here in ISKCON, Tucson, October 24th, 2014. The lifting of Govardhan Hill,
We are studying the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 13, text number 24. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Agnir Nishrishto Dattash Cha Garo Darash Cha Dushita Pritam Kshetram Dhanam Yesham Tad Dattayar Asubi Kiyat Agnir Nishristo Tatascha Agnir Nishristo Tatascha Agnir Nishristo Tatascha Garo Dharascha Dushita Garo Dharascha Dushita Garo Dharascha Dushita Ritang Shetrang Dhanang Yesham Ritang Shetrang Dhanang Yesham Ritang Shetram Dhanang Yesham Tadattaya Asubi Kiyat Tadattaya Asubi Kiyat Tadattaya Asubi Kiyat Agnir Nisisto Dattascha Garo Dharascha Dushita Ritang Shetrang Dhanang Yesham Tadattaya Asubhi Kiyat Synonyms Agni Fire Nishrishta Set Datta Given Cha And Gara Poison. Dara. Married wife. Cha. And. Dushita. Insulted. Ritam. Usurped. Kshetram. Kingdom. Dhanam. Wealth. Yesham. Of those. Tat. There. Dattai. Given by. Asubi. Subsisting. Kiyat is unnecessary. Kindly respond. There is no need to live a degraded life and subsist on the charity of those
whom you try to kill
by arson and poisoning. You also insulted one of their wives and usurped their kingdom and wealth. And now for the Srila Prabhupada Bhaktivedanta purport. Try to hear with rapt attention if you can. The system of Varnashram religion sets aside a part of one's life completely for the purpose of self-realization and attainment of salvation in the human form of life. That is a routine division of life. But persons like Dhritarashtra, even at their weary, ripened age, want to stay home, even in a degraded condition of accepting charity from enemies. Vidura wanted to point this out and impressed upon them that it was better to die like his sons than accept such humiliating charity. 5,000 years ago, there was one Dhritarashtra, but at the present moment, there are Dhritarashtras in every home. Politicians especially do not retire from political activities unless they are dragged by the cruel hand of death or killed by some opposing element. To stick to family life to the end of one's human life is the grossest type of degradation, and there is an absolute need for the Viduras to educate such Dhritarashtras even at the present moment. Trinadapi sunichena taro iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama 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 eva kevalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatir anyata. So we see how the Bhagavatam starts with the end of the Mahabharata, not Krishna Lila. Vyasadeva has compiled this Srimad Bhagavatam as his final mature literary compilation. We already studied in chapters 5 and 6 of this canto how that all came about, how Vyasadeva woke up despondent, his mind depressed, and he couldn't figure out. He had done so much good work. He edited the Vedas. He compiled the 108 Upanishads. He compiled the Puranas, the Itihasas, the Mahabharata, the Vedanta Sutra. All this great literary work. Not happy, not peaceful. But just at that moment, Gurudev comes. Narada Muni Vajaya Bina Radhika Ramana Name. And like a good disciple, whenever there's a doubt, whenever there's a problem, you go to the spiritual master. And that's exactly what Vyasadeva did. And notice the language. Please find out the root cause of my dissatisfaction. He doesn't want some blowing on the boil. No, he wants to get to the heart of the matter. What is wrong? This is also significant. Solve the problem at its root. Don't just deal with the symptoms. Go to the real crux of the problem. Narada told him, and that whole chapter proceeds, one instruction after the other, chastised him. You have encouraged the people to enjoy in the name of religion. This is verily condemned. And then he instructed him, now you write about Krishna and his devotees, the science of God, Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's Vyasadeva who is the father of the two people in this verse, Vidura and Dhritarashtra. Throughout the life of Dhritarashtra, Vidura was always trying to give good instruction to his blind brother. But as we say, it always fell on deaf ears. When the 100 sons were born, and the first son, Duryodhan, was born, and there was all these evil omens, it was Vidura who said, abandon him immediately. This child will be the cause of the destruction of the whole family. But did Dhritarashtra listen? No. Attachment. That is a big, big sin, attachment. Please, I hope this doesn't disturb you. But in fourth canto, Prabhupada writes, the two breasts of women represent attachment, envy. Big problem. This whole Mahabharat is due to attachment and envy. Duryodhan, who is he envious from the start? Bhima. He can't tolerate how, when the Pandavas were living in the forest, and Duryodhan and his brothers, they were in the kingdom, and they were, everybody was loving them, and they were the rock stars. But now when the Pandavas come, because of their highly exalted qualities, they became dwarfed. They couldn't tolerate it. Especially Bhima, who could make Duryodhan look silly. So from the start, envy. And envy is the original sin. Prabhupada teaches the original sin. I was envious of Krishna, so I left. It all starts there. Not some external cause. No. It came from within me. I was envious of Krishna, and therefore Krishna says, you want to be like me? You want to feel like me? Go to Los Angeles. Go to Tucson. Have your fun. Go ahead. Try to be me. See how far you get. When you're ready to come back, and not only, this is why I love Krishna. I love Krishna because he's cool, man. We left him. We're envious of him. So is Krishna that kind of a God? Okay, you don't want me? Go to hell. Screw you. Is that the kind of God Krishna is? No. What does he do? I'll accompany you. I'll help you. Who could not love Krishna? If you understand Krishna, how could you not love Krishna? How could you worship any other conception of God? Nothing compares to Krishna. You learn this when you read Prabhupada's books. You learn to love Krishna. Because Prabhupada loves Krishna. It pours on every page. And you get that from him. His love for Krishna. And it infects you. And you start to love Krishna. So envy and attachment. These are the big things. So this whole Mahabharat war was started due to envy. The Kauravas, headed by Duryodhan, were so envious of the Pandavas. And what did the Pandavas do? Always the right thing. Do we read any description that the Pandavas did any nefarious act? No. They were always righteous, moral. Even when Bhima wanted to retaliate, what did you just do? Nope. Calm down, Bhima. Not now. Calm down. Bhima was, on so many occasions, Bhima was ready, let me go, I'll kill them all. I'll take them out all now. Yudhishthira said, no, not now. Yudhishthira is moral to a fault. Even his wife chastised him. But Yudhishthira always did the right thing, always. The Pandavas, their character, their nobility is beyond comprehension. Where do you see any politician now, anywhere, even one millionth of what the Pandavas were? No, nobody's like that. Attachment and envy. Yes, Dhritarashtra, Vidura tried, Sanjaya tried. So many people went to Dhritarashtra. You're not doing the right thing. You're favoring your sons. You're being very wrong to the Pandavas. And he was advised so many times. And Dhritarashtra could have stopped it at any time. He could have told Duryodhan, shut up. But no. He was too attached, and so he would never tell, he would tell Duryodhana, well, I don't think that's a good idea, but no. Dhritarashtra should have put his foot down. No, you're not going to do this nonsense. But no, he didn't do it. Why? Attachment. And what does Duryodhana represent? He's the personification of the age of Kali. That's Duryodhana. Yudhishthir is the personification of morality, and Duryodhana is the personification of Kali. Harsh speech, quarrel, all these things that we're now seeing like a tidal wave increasing every day out there in the unreal world. This is the real world, ISKCON Tucson. Out there is the unreal world, and they're going mad. They're going crazy. They're getting sick. They're fighting, killing. None of that going on in here. We're singing, we're dancing, and eating very nicely. Because this is an embassy of the spiritual world. That's Prabhupada's temples. And this is a Prabhupada temple run by one of Prabhupada's daughters. This is a Prabhupada temple. That's why I come here. I come here because I know this is a Prabhupada temple. Nothing to worry about. My wife knows, oh, you're going to Tucson? I told her, don't worry. Sandamani takes such good care of me. You don't have to worry. One time my wife wanted to come with me to Chile. She wanted to see what's going on. So then she saw, oh, they're all taking care of you very nice. Okay, I'll let you go every year. But she wanted to see what are the arrangements. So Dhritarashtra, actually when I think about Dhritarashtra, he's like a conflicted soul. Because part of him knows that this is bad, this is wrong. But because of that attachment, he can't do any, so he's always confused. He's always in this, like, I don't know if I should do this or do that. And that attachment to Duryodhana and his 100 sons clouds his intelligence. And who is his brother advising him? Yamaraj, Vidura. Hello? If Yamaraj is telling you something, you might want to listen. Of course, I don't think he doesn't know that it's Yamaraj, but what comes out of Vidura's mouth is spot on. Sometimes it's harsh, like he's telling him at the birth of Duryodhana, abandon him. That's harsh, but Vidura knows. You know, this is what has to be done. And Sanjaya, Dhritarashtra's secretary, told him, don't go to war. You're going to lose everything. You're going to lose all your sons. Sanjaya was his devoted servant. Sanjaya was so dedicated. He loved Dhritarashtra. But, like Prahlad, Prahlad was very submissive and obedient to his father. But when Hiranyakashipu said, I'm supreme, Prahlad. You're not supreme. Krishna is God. So at a certain point, you have to tell the truth. So Sanjaya also, he could see. And then there was that discussion. Dhritarashtra asked Sanjaya, how come you accept Krishna as God and I can't? Yes. It's a gift. I've preached on that many times. To come to the point of life in your evolution that you really accept Krishna as God, that is a gift. Because there are millions and millions, not just, you know, Westerners, millions of Hindus. I have lots of experience. They can't accept Krishna as God. And sometimes I'm asked this question. How come you Malecha Yavana Americanos, how come you can accept Krishna as God and we can't? It's a gift. What does Krishna say in 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Bahunam, Janmanam, after many, 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 how many? Many. Many, many, is when you accept Krishna as God. How did it happen? We got the spiritual Ebola from Prabhupada. We got infected. Spiritual. It destroyed our misconceptions, our brainwashing. I used to think the Beatles, that's my guru. John Lennon, he's my guru. Whatever John Lennon did, I had to do. He grew long hair, I grew long hair. Oh, John Lennon smoked pot, I have to smoke that. Because I was thinking, I'll do everything John Lennon does, and I'll become John Lennon. John Lennon did drugs and illicit sex, then I'm going to do too. Didn't work that way. Then one day you realize, you know what? You ain't going nowhere, buddy. Take a look in the mirror. You're not John Lennon. You're Nicky D'Angelo. And then Prabhupada comes. You get one of Prabhupada's books. Soon as I read that first pamphlet, Transcendental Teachings of Prahlad, I read it cover to cover. I said, finally, this is what I was looking for. Then on the back, the original version, there was a picture of Prabhupada like this. And I said, that's my guru. Because Prabhupada was not being nicey-nice and sweet and using all these big, big words and trying to sound like, no. Prabhupada was just speaking the plain truth. I read Prabhupada's books, went to the temple, saw Prabhupada. Seeing Prabhupada, now I have found the modern Jesus. I was so happy seeing Prabhupada. He came out after we were watching a play, and he came out, and all the devotees were bowing down. I didn't bow down. And Prabhupada came out of the door, and all this aurora borealis light came from Prabhupada and knocked me down. And that's when I said, oh my God, I have found the modern Jesus. Yes, this is so cool. Then, of course, prasad. That's what sunk the deal. That first maha spinach prasad. Give me more, give me more. Gotta come back tomorrow. So I did. I went back as much, and every day it was new things. That what is this stuff? But it tasted so good. And the Brooklyn Temple, I had to take a bus and a subway, and then I had to walk a couple of blocks. But as soon as I got to the corner of the temple, there was this wonderful smell. And the smell was like saying, come, come. That smell coming from, that must have been the kitchen. It was like, so wonderful. Krishna is all attractive. But that understanding and accepting that Krishna is God, that is what Prabhupada gave us. He gave us that. He instilled in us that. The way he wrote his books, the way he presented, the way he preached, the way he sang. You got it from Prabhupada. You got it somehow or other. That's our philosophy. You have to get the mercy of a pure devotee. That's how you get this spiritual Ebola. You need
the mercy of a pure devotee.
So, what is Vidura? Now, this episode is after the battle of Kurukshetra. All 100 sons, dead. Especially this year I read for the first time the Mahabharata. And I loved that description of how Duryodhan is dying.
Oh,
I love that. He's writhing in pain. And then, who was it that brought the five skulls? That was Ashwatthama, right? And Ashwatthama thinks it's the heads of the Pandavas. But Duryodhan's lying there, writhing in pain. He's, let me feel. And he can easily crush the skulls. He goes, this is not the Pandavas. This is their sons. And he, I'll give him credit, he said, I always wanted them to carry on the lineage. So he didn't hate the sons of the, he hated the Pandavas, but he didn't hate the sons. So you got to give him credit where credit is. And so he gave up his life completely disappointed. All his plans, all his schemes throughout his life, eventually, end of the day, loser, zero. What a way to go. How did Prabhupada leave this world? Surrounded by devotees, chanting the holy name. And it was on this day, Govardhan Puja Day, 1977. That's when he gave up his body. And Urjaswat was with me in 55th Street. Romapad was making the announcement. He could hardly speak. He was crying. But some of us already knew. Even though there was no internet, even though there was no cell phone, some of us knew earlier in the day. Word had spread. It's amazing. And then at some point, the announcement was laid. Prabhupada has left. And we still have not recovered from that day. Still have not recovered. This verse, Vidura is reminding Dhritarashtra, look what you did. Look at you. Right? You tried to kill them by arson and poisoning. You insulted Draupadi. You took their kingdom, their wealth. So he's lost all his sons, and he's so shameless. He's living at the home of the very people he tried to kill time and time. This is called shameless. This is why Vidura is so heavy with his brother. Like he says here, no need to lead a degraded life. You have no honor. You have no shame. You're supposed to be a king. A king is supposed to be somebody who lives by righteous principles, moral principles. That's why the king was worshipped, because he represented God. He was a noble person who actually had qualities, worshipable qualities. Not like nowadays, you get some shudra. He gets people to back him up with billions of dollars. All right, you get to play president. Go ahead, play. That's all it is. They're just playing. A kshatriya is supposed to be somebody real with real qualities and potency and nice, admirable. Dhritarashtra, look at him. He's like a dog now. That's what Vidura is. You're practically like a dog. Living at the mercy of the very people you tried to kill. No shame. So when Vidura's finished with his chastising, right? Because previous to this, when Vidura tried to give instruction, Duryodhan had him thrown out.
They were going to beat him. He even said, throw him out and leave him with just his breath. And Vidura said, I'm out of here, man. Because Vidura had tried all his life to give good instruction. Just for his brother's own benefit. So that's when Vidura left. He left his bow at the door and he went on pilgrimage. I'm done. He retired from politics. Traveled. Now, after all that, now he has returned. And he's thinking, see, this is a saint. A saint is someone who cares about you, not about themselves. That was also Prabhupada. We loved Prabhupada. Why? We knew he cared about us. We knew that Prabhupada was not interested in 95 Rolls Royces. Prabhupada could have stayed in the swankiest hotels. Where did he stay? In his temples, with whatever the devotees provided for him. We loved Prabhupada because of his nobility, his surrender. He commanded our love and respect and surrender. He didn't demand it. We wanted to, willingly, we'll do anything for him. Jump off the wall with anything. Go to the moon. Yes, Prabhupada, we'll go to the moon. Whatever Prabhupada wanted, we were willing to do. And therefore, in the temple, what was the mantra? Prabhu, Prabhupada said. Oh, Prabhupada said? Oh, then I got to do it. Until the word came out, Prabhupada said, they are saying that I said, but I never said. So it worked for some years, because you could get somebody to do any. Prabhu, Prabhupada said. Prabhu, oh, Prabhupada said, okay. Back then we didn't have, you know, the folio. We didn't have all of Prabhupada. You only knew what you were told. Prabhu, Prabhupada said. Am I going too long? How long should I go to? Was that?
It's about the time.
Okay. I said my spiel. Please forgive my offenses. Vancha kapatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya ipacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.